Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women. RadioGorgeous.com. Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous with me, Josephine Pembroke.
And me, Dana Free.
Hello, how are you today?
Excellent.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to be talking about, on Gorgeous Gossip, cup of tea.
Cup of tea, a cup of love.
I love a cup of tea. Whenever you arrive, I always say to you, oh, what sort do you want? I have to go through it all. Licorice, cinnamon. Because you don't drink normal tea. You only drink lovely,
fun,
herbals. Yeah. Also, so do I, actually. Luckily, we've got that in common. But we've got this amazing woman who is a powerhouse called Bimbi Bellhouse, which goes well with powerhouse. And she's coming on and she's going to be telling us all about olive leaf tea.
Amazing.
Have you ever heard of it?
I had never heard of it before.
Yesterday.
Before yesterday when we met Bimbi. And I, like you, immediate convert.
Great. So we'll be talking to her later. But first of all, author of the week is mine.
Yes.
It's not often me. It's normally you.
I know.
And I talked to Elisa Seagrave. And Elisa's written a book called The Girl from Station X. Now, do you know what Station X is?
No.
Well, it's Bletchley, where all the very brainy girls went and worked.
Oh, right.
And Elisa didn't know anything about her mother because, unfortunately, her mum got very bad Alzheimer's.
Right.
And she didn't ever really communicate very well with her mother. Then she amazingly, when her mum was very ill and moving, she found these diaries from the 20s and the 30s. She got to know her mother.
Wow.
And she said, I really, really didn't know. And she really didn't know her because there was this terrible tragedy that happened on Elisa's 7th birthday.
What happened?
Well, you have to listen to the interview. But her mum never recovered from it, the tragedy. She carried on being a mother, a functioning mother. She never recovered. She lost her relationship with her mother. But she says, finding the diaries, she found her mum.
That's amazing.
Now we've got a compelling interviewee this week.
Yes, Gemma Levine. She is a photographer. And in our interview, we talked about having chutzpah. Mm-hmm. You know, she's
a good, nice Jewish lady.
Nice Jewish girl. Okay. What became a photographer.
Yeah. What years then was this?
She started working with Henry Moore.
Wow.
Yeah. The only woman he ever worked with.
God.
And for the last approximately 10 years of his life, they did 3 books together and she photographed, you know, his work and work in progress. You know, she did this one piece that for his 80th birthday that went from, you know, just a piece of wood on the ground in his property to this incredible sculpture.
And she recorded it all.
She recorded it all. She then started taking portraits. She went to Israel. She seized every opportunity that was given to her. She was a really...
Real Radio Gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah, real inspiration in that way. And she ended up taking a very, very famous portrait of Princess Diana.
You know, which one?
Black and white portrait in her hand. Her hand is on her face. You know, she's sort of gazing.
Can we put that on the website so
absolutely.
Everyone can see it?
Absolutely.
Did she tell you anything about Diana?
Yes, they got along really well.
Great.
They became very, very fast friends.
Fabulous. Well, we can hear more about that on the interview.
That's right.
So yesterday, as we said, Bimbi Bellhouse came round and she is an incredible woman and she's going to tell us now all about the benefits and her beautiful olive grove in Italy and where all this olive tea comes from. Here we go. Follow us on @radio_gorgeous on Twitter, darling, of course. Mwah. Hello and welcome to Gorgeous Gossip, which is a time when Donna and I have a chat. And I think it's perfect because we've got someone that specializes in tea, Bimbi Bellhouse. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very pleased to be here.
And I'm here with Donna.
Hello.
Right, lovely to have you all here. The first thing I want to ask is, what sort of tea is it?
Right, well, I don't really specialise in tea. I specialise in olive leaf tea. So we make tea specifically from the leaves of our organic olive trees in Italy. We have a farm in Abruzzo. We have 1,000 trees there, and we've historically always made excellent quality organic olive oil. And about 2 years ago, we decided to make tea as well. I suppose, in a way, it was an effort to utilise the olive groves all year round. We were also going to try and give the local people work, which they desperately need. And it was something to do.
Great. Now come over here. Let's go and make it. So we're in the Radio Gorgeous kitchen now. I've boiled the kettle. I've got out my special glass, lovely teapot. And Bimbi cycled here, which is really impressive. And she's brought a large jar with her. And it looks like sort of bits of green leaf, really.
It is. It's broken green leaf, but it smells lovely if you give it a sniff. Mm. It smells very fresh and grassy.
Really smells. Mm.
Those leaves have been broken by hand, having been in an air-drying oven for over 24 hours. So what I'm doing is I'm putting in, you've got quite a big teapot.
Yeah.
I'm going to put in a fat pinch, which is enough, or a pudding spoon.
Well, even for three of us.
Oh, yeah. That will be masses. And not only is it enough for that pot once it's brewed, but you can refresh the pot twice. So one fat pinch will make up to 4.5 litres of tea.
Wow.
So it is extremely economical. And you can also drink it cold, which is lovely, as it has no tannin, so it doesn't get the grey, slimy stuff on top of it that normal teas do. And it's absolutely delicious cold as well as hot.
Now, I've just added boiling water. I hope that was the right
thing. Yeah, that is perfectly right, okay. Because they need a bit of a shock. So boiling water is perfect. 85 degrees and under won't do a thing.
Okay, so now we're going to carry it over. And how long does it take to brew, Bimbi?
It takes longer than normal tea because an olive leaf is obviously thicker than a tea leaf. So I would say at least 5 or 6 minutes.
Lovely.
So we can have a chat while we're waiting.
Okay, so you said you can drink it cold.
Yeah.
And you can refresh it twice so it doesn't get over stewed.
No, it will never get overstewed. There's a lot of goodness in an olive leaf, and you'll know when it's run out, but you can definitely refresh the pot twice. And you can let it get cold as well. What I do is I have it hot for breakfast, and we drink it for breakfast. Then we refresh the pot with more boiling water, just boiled water, and then I let it get tepid or cold throughout the day, and I drink it in the office throughout the day because it's so healthy and it's actually a delicious drink.
Now that's the thing we really want to know, is what does it do for us?
Firstly, there's absolutely no caffeine and no tannin, which is very important because the caffeine obviously keeps you awake and is not particularly a good thing to drink a lot of. The second thing is tannin can irritate your stomach lining. So those two things it is completely free of, which for some people is a great boon. It's also antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal, which again for women is a very good thing. It regulates your blood pressure. Historically, it's always been used to lower blood pressure. And in Italy, the doctors will all know that and basically prescribe it from a herbalist.
What interests me is why haven't we done it before? Why haven't we heard of it? Why have you kind of discovered it?
Well, I haven't discovered it, to be fair. They drank olive leaf tea in Roman times, and ever since then, people have known that the olive tree in all its forms, the olive plant, has got extra specially healthy things in it, flavonoids and polyphenols and something called oleuropein, which I think is only to be found in the olive products, which is why, for instance, companies like Comvita, I think, now make olive leaf extract, which you can buy, and you can have that in capsule form or as a tincture.
Yeah.
So all the things that are good about the extract or the capsules you can get in a much gentler way by infusing the air-dried olive leaves and drinking them as a tea.
Would you be able to cook with it?
Yeah, we do cook with it. My colleague in Italy, who's very innovative and always up for it, she has used it. I mean, in millions of ways, it's been used to, I think Roly Lee actually poached a salmon trout in it. So that was at the Café Anglais, so he's done that. She uses it when she's making cakes. She uses it as a marinade. I would definitely put it into a stew if I was wanting some more liquid, or, you know, we cook with it all the time.
Bimbi, how long have you been taking it, and have you seen a change in your health?
Yes, I think I have actually seen a significant change in my health. I have been drinking it since we started making it, so I would say probably about 3 years. And I have significantly less colds and coughs. And if they do appear, which I used to be a martyr to my chest, as they say, but I get many, many less of those. And if I get them, they tend to not last for as long. I'm not saying that you will never get a cold or a cough again in your life, but definitively it is something which helps your immune system to battle infections of any kind, and I think it has had significant effects. And also, they do say that it helps to promote and even maintain weight loss, which is also rather useful.
We'll want that.
So any woman that's listening will probably be interested. But last year, I think it was the University of Southern Queensland did a big study on fat rats, obese rats, and they fed them olive leaves in various ways and forms and all the rest of it, and they definitively concluded that the polyphenols in olive leaves are helpful if you are attempting to lose weight or if you're trying to maintain weight loss.
Fantastic. God, so right, I think we should pour it now. Yeah, I hope I like it after all.
I'm sure I'll like it with vodka.
After the build-up. You're organic.
Yes.
What does that mean? How can you do that in Italy?
It's very easy to do it in Italy, but obviously it costs money. Yeah. They come three or four times a year. They take soil samples. They take samples of the actual leaves. They take samples of the olives. We have a certification which is internationally recognised, and we are totally organic.
Fabulous. Well, I was going to say, 3 years ago when you started drinking olive, the olive leaf tea, did you make other changes that then supported the change in your health? Had you already stopped drinking caffeine at that point?
Yes, I haven't drunk caffeine actually probably for 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Although, and I never used to drink a lot of coffee, but I did used to have 2 or 3 ristretti, which are the very, very short, very, very strong ones at about 10:30 in the morning. And then if I had lunch, I would have one after lunch. But I just decided to see if I could not drink the coffee, and I stopped drinking the coffee, which is, I assume, good for one. I think one is told that that is good for one. So I haven't actually drunk coffee for all that time. And I do drink gallons of this.
Wonderful.
So what sort of response are you getting, and where can we buy this?
No, we're getting a fantastic response. You can buy it in England. You can buy it in any branch of Whole Foods, which are mainly in London, but they have one in Cheltenham and I think one in Glasgow. Any branch of Planet Organic in London. Booths Supermarkets, who are known as the Waitrose of the Northwest, who are a very good chain. They have 27 shops all in the Northwest, stretching from Cumbria down to Knutsford, I think. They all stock it as well, so that is great. And then lots of other smaller independent shops like Oliver's of Kew Gardens, Partridge's of Sloane Street, some people in Manchester, wherever. Infinity Foods in Brighton, they have a shop, but they're also our distributors. Rainbow of Norwich, equally they have a shop, but they also distribute to the trade. So we have, in the last 2 years, made huge efforts to get it out into the market. But our major problem, obviously, is I have to do a lot of tastings because people don't know what it is. The concept is something which is obviously new.
Yeah.
And they have to taste it before they know that they want to buy it. If you went into a grocer's or to Whole Foods or anywhere and you were faced with the serried ranks of TikTok, pucker, this, that and the other, Ayurvedic, blah-de-blah-de-blah. There are so many teas there already. Why would you take olive leaf unless you'd either heard of it or you knew how beneficial it was to your health, or even better, you tried it and you liked to drink it.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
It's delicately fragrant.
Yeah, it is delicate, yes.
Kind of citrusy, almost.
Well, people see, it's quite grassy, it's a refreshing taste, light and refreshing, as it says on our packet.
Yeah, it's
this is the plain one. We do have two other varieties. One is with lemon and wild mint, which is obviously lemony and minty, and so it's got more of a flavour. I think this is like a green tea without the bitterness.
Absolutely. I would agree.
I think this tastes like a really nice green tea without the bitterness.
Yes.
And lots of people that don't like green tea,
when I do
the tastings, they will buy this. And also, this has got 4 times more antioxidants than green tea.
All right, my dad's getting this.
Okay.
Yes, people drink green tea slightly unwillingly because of the antioxidants, but this is much, much higher in antioxidants, and it tastes much nicer.
Because green tea leaves a bad taste in your mouth, doesn't it?
That's horrible. Yeah. And also, you can't leave it. It stews.
It stews really easily.
And then the other flavour that we do, which is more like this, but just a little bit more fruity, is with organic pomegranate. So that's just more fruity. You get the double whammy of two superfoods together. And you probably didn't know this, but the nutritional value is in the skin of the pomegranate rather than in the little pips. So our pomegranate tea is made with air-dried, tiny little fragments of the skin. We put the pips in as well because they're pretty, but actually any nutritionist will tell you that it's in the skin is where the goodness is.
You've got your farm, you've got the olive oil going. Had you any experience of a food kind of sector?
Absolutely not. I'm an interior designer and have been since 1979. So being a farmer is something which is quite different. But obviously we have been doing the olives ever since we bought the house, which is 12 years ago. because we bought a house with a massive amount of olive trees and we had
How many have you got?
We've got 1,000.
Wow.
So that takes a lot of looking after. Mm.
Does harvesting the olive oil or harvesting the olive leaves, does one affect the other?
It's quite symbiotic in that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We can't pick the leaves all year round because firstly, we wouldn't be picking them when the flowers are setting. And also if the flowers are out and we pick the flowers, then it would make the tea quite dusty. So, and anyway, we wouldn't want to ruin the flowers because they are our olives. And for instance, 3 years ago, we had a really bad harvest because on the 27th of April, we had a massive hailstorm. All the little white flowers landed on the ground and every white flower on the ground was obviously one less olive in October to pick. So that was bad. Oh. So we don't pick then and we don't pick in round about October, November, which is when we're actually harvesting the olives, because again, that would be counterproductive. But what we are doing is that we are using all of the tree, all of the plant, and where before in the spring we would be pruning quite heavily and having to burn all those leaves because they were extra to requirements, we're now using all of the tree, which is ecologically obviously a good thing. And the other thing that we could say, which I do say, is that the carbon footprint of the tea is very good because it's only coming from Italy. It's not coming from thousands and thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
So in all the, you know, in all those areas, it seems to hit the spot.
Fantastic.
And are you enjoying it, though?
That's yeah, I'm on my second.
I'm having refills now.
Yeah, good.
I am someone that drinks tea, and so is Donna. We drink tea all... I mean, I drink tea about a new tea every hour, but this is my new obsession.
I've decided I'm going to obsess.
This is really nice.
It is a marvellous drink, and it really is nice. And in the summer, you can make it into any kind of cold teas. You can add honey, you can have lemon, you can make with mint, you can make it just a delicious iced tea and have it in the fridge. And in the winter, you can have it hot to warm you up.
So, yeah. Bimbi, what's your website address for people all over the globe, as we are a global internet station?
Yes, marvellous, that's great. So the website is www.oleaftea.com, but that is spelt in a slightly weird way. It's O-L-E-A-F for Freddie, T for Tommy.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for coming on to Gorgeous Gossip and Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
So brilliant to meet you. And didn't we have some today? We had some of the tea at lunch.
I don't know, we're instant converts.
Yeah, we are helping women, and that's the whole idea. So if you know any women doing any interesting businesses, interesting life story, an older woman, a younger woman, any woman, we want to hear from you. info@radiogorgeous.com. Donna, thank you so much for all the work you've done this week. Thank you so much to our producers, to our editors, and to our fabulous team of gals. Radio Gorgeous will never let you down. This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2014. RadioGorgeous.com.
Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un friscaletto? E come si suona un friscaletto? Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un saxofona? E come si suona un saxofona? Tu, 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un mandolino? E come si suona un mandolino? A pling, un mandolino, tu, 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un violino? E come si suona un violino? A zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 tu, un saxofona, un friscalette, tipiti tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona la trombetta? Ma come si suona la trombetta? Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa la trombetta, zinga-zingu violina, plinga-plingu mandolin, tu-tu-tu-tu, un saxofona, un friscalette, tipiti-tipitita. Ehi hey, compare, ci può suonare chi si suona la trombona? Ma come si suona la trombona? Affuma, fumma la trombona, papà, papà, pa, la trombetta, zinga, zingu, violina, plinga, plingu, mandolin, tu, 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 u saxofone, u friscaletta, tipiti, tipiti, ta. Tippity tippity, tippity tippity da.